I went to the Is the Green Deal a Good Deal workshop at the CAB's Power to the People conference. The two presenters who debated the issues were Dan Monsani from the Department of Energy and Climate Change and Dave Timms, who's from Friends of the Earth. This Green Deal idea is at the centrepiece of the energy bill, which is on its way through Parliament. The idea is that the Green Deal means that as a householder or landlord or business, you can take out a loan to improve the energy efficiency of your property, and then the loan repayments are made from the savings on the energy bills over an extended period. Participants at the workshop were from various bureau of the Citizens Advice Organisation across the country, about 40 people. And I think the atmosphere in the room was one of deep scepticism about how exactly this is going to work. And Dan Monsani did his best to sort of be open about where government is in its thinking on this and how it kind of works. And admitted that, you know, they're still working through the detail. There seems to be a particular issue with the rented sector, particularly the 4.5 million homes in the UK that are in fuel poverty. It turns out that those households in fuel poverty are skewed towards the rented sector, in that 20% are in fuel poverty, which is about half of the 4.5 million homes that are in fuel poverty, and they're in the rented sector. A lot of questions about detail, and as I say, a lot of scepticism in the room about how it might all work. And also lots of discussion of how changes in the energy performance certification schemes might have an impact on the way in which people modernise the energy performance of their homes. Dave from Friends of the Earth said just providing finance doesn't make people take it up. And he suggested, and a number of other people in the room suggested, that the people who could most benefit from this sort of scheme, the Green Deal scheme, are probably the people who would find it most difficult to take up because they're in disadvantaged groups, they're already in fuel poverty, they're in the rented sector, and you know they look at the risk and don't like it. And the idea is that if the bill payer would take responsibility for subsequent payments if you move house and move somewhere else and you rent another property, and the debt seems to attach to the future electricity bill or gas bill, for example. It's quite difficult to understand. I certainly found it difficult to understand. And looking around the room, I think other people were thinking, well, how exactly is this going to work? It turns out that if you could sort out band E, you could deal with about 150,000 properties. If you extended it to bands E, F, and G in terms of their energy efficiency, you double that, 300,000. So there's lots of difficult, squirrely detail that needs to be thought through. The chief objection of Dave Timms is that the current timeline is pushing things beyond the next general election. And I think looking around, people sort of thought, well, hang on a minute, that's all a bit too slow, isn't it? So there was definitely a push to try and get things done within certainly less than 5 years. And I don't know, there is so much to do on this and so much change needed in how things operate. It's going to be difficult to see how that can be made to work. As you can tell from this recording, this stuff is difficult. And for the CAB, I think, in trying to advise citizens on how they should react to these things, actually, I think that's quite a tough job. And I made a bit of video of Theresa Purchard from the CAB asking questions. And you can see that on the www.amplified10/CAB P2P site that we're using to document today. Wow, difficult boot to make that one.